My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Let's head on out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Will Brinson, NFL columnist for CBS Sports. What's up, Will? Good morning.
Morning, guys. What's going on? Happy National Football League Day or whatever it is.
The Hall of Fame game stinks. Everybody knows it, but it's a milepost. It's going to get us closer to the actual real thing. So I embrace it. I embrace it with open arms.
Yeah, there's actually I don't know if you guys read like establishtherun.com,
yeah.
but they do DFS stuff.
Mm-hmm,
Great. Adam Levitan and Evan Silver, fantastic.
Yeah, they do a good job.
Cody Maine's like the. Like the preseason, they're all preseason DFS junkies, which is wild.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, there's like an edge to be had because, you know, if you know what the depth chart, if you know what the playing time is and the depth charts are, maybe you can skirt around it. But yeah, I mean, there's a reason why people say if you bet on the preseason, you're an absolute degenerate.
By the way, you are a degenerate and an NFL guy, but are you an Olympics guy?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm watching Olympics golf right now. I'm furious. I did this like free league, like season long league, and I swapped out Hideki for Wyndham at the last minute, like an idiot. Hideki going low today. Wyndham, what is Wyndham doing there? Wyndham has been awful ever since he piped up about Bryson at Augusta, and it's like Bryson is in every single the hunt for every single major, and Wyndham somehow over there representing USA doing a terrible job with it.
So we were talking about this earlier. We had a hypothetical. I'm going to ask it to you. If there was an Olympic sport out of like the 40 plus that you specialized in as a kid, like this is your mission that you want to be an Olympic athlete.
You went to like an academy for it.
Is, what do you think Will Brinson could be as an Olympian? Like right now, they got Olympic walking on right now, which I can't really get.
It's race walking, JP.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Which we've determined these are failed marathoners that realize I'm finishing in 25th in the marathon, so let me bump down to speed walking.
Right, so it's like somebody just cannot crack like a good time on a marathon. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, I'm more of a speed walker. I mean, my first instinct is to say ping pong. I don't know if that would be like good enough to play. You have to play a lot of ping pong to be good enough to play against these Olympics. I mean, they're like smashing the ball back and forth at each other. I'm trying to think race walking is probably up there. Whatever the stupidest Olympic sport is, I also just think my entire life would be different. Like, I would be a different, like physically and mentally, I would be a different human being if I went to Race Walking Academy as a kid.
Right. You wouldn't be on the show Academy right now. You wouldn't be joining us right now. You'd be too busy training. You'd be in the Olympics.
I'd be in incredible shape. I'd have like discipline. I wouldn't fold under pressure when I'm going to hit like a wedge from 110 with like a match on the line. Like it was like three of my friends and six Coors Lights coursing through my veins. I would be a different person, like leading a different life. If I'd go to Ping Pong Academy as a kid, I think maybe I would, but yeah, race walking probably the answer.
But you know what? We'd all be the worse for it, but because then we couldn't consume your latest column on CBSSports.com of your NFL playoff predictions. You have the Cowboys and Texans among seven teams that could miss the cut after getting in last year. And you have the kiss of death like at the end of your paragraph before you break down each of the teams where you say, send your suggestions for candidates or complaints about the ones below to me on Twitter at Will Brinson. I'm going to guess you've gotten a lot of hate probably on Twitter for the seven teams that you listed here, including Houston and Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas hasn't been that bad. I'm sure we'll get it in a second. I would say Browns fans are the worst. I had one Browns fan that like tweeted at me. Is like, I'm not going to read anything you write, listen to anything you say, tune in to any radio hits, or even acknowledge that you exist. And I was like, well, I mean, not to be a jerk, but you just tweeted directly at me. Like, you sort of screwed that one up, buddy. it's a fact of acknowledging my existence by tweeting at me. He's like, you're right, you're blocked. It's just like, oh, okay, I'm seeing it, dude. Browns fans get mad because they think they get – and look, it's look, I'm an NC State fan. I've been for a long time. Shout out to my buddy Zeke and his son, my godson Teddy. They're hopefully listening, big listeners of you guys. Also NC State fans. But you know, before we won the ACC title up in DC last year, you know, it's like you get angry when people would. It's Browns fans. They've been to the playoffs three times since they came back to Cleveland in '99. They've never won anything meaningful. They're like, you just hate Deshaun Watson. That's why you're picking. I'm like, no, like. You lost Bill Callahan, who's a critical component to your running game. Nick Chubb is coming off a massive, like, debilitating injury. Deshaun Watson's been awful on the field for 3 years. And, you know, you got really lucky last year and ran hot where the defense was great at home but not good on the road. And, you know, you played really well in one-score games and outperformed your point differential, like expected wins. I mean, like, there's underlying stats that indicate – it's kind of likely. For the Cowboys thing, what's been weird is I haven't gotten a ton of pushback. And I saw somebody, and I mean, like, I need to dig into this because, you know, Twitter, who the hell knows what's real these days? It could be anything. But I'm trying to think what beat reporter it was from Oxnard tweeted out a photo of, like, the fan gallery for the Cowboys. He's like, I've never seen Cowboys fans this checked out on a season before. And it's kind of understandable. I think, you know, my argument for the Cowboys wasn't stat-based. It wasn't it was all narrative-based. And it's really, like, Jerry Jones said, we're all in for 2024. And everybody took that at the time as, okay, Jerry wants to spin big and, like, chase a title and do whatever it takes in 2024 to win. And that's not what he was saying, as it turns out. What he was saying was this group – had better win this year,
right?
Or else we're out on them.
The last hurrah, yeah.
Yeah, it's the last hurrah. And we've seen him do this with Jason Garrett, where, you know, he let Jason Garrett go into the lame duck year of his contract. I think Garrett won 12 games in the division maybe the first time, and he gets an extension. And then he goes out and, like, goes 8-9 and the second time, and he fires him. And so, you know, it's I think for Mike McCarthy, and this is just part of the job, of the Cowboys' job, he's won 12 games 3 years in a row. Who is on the hot seat by winning 12 games 3 years in a row? But it's such a high-profile job that when the season ends with one or 3 years in a row, the season ends with Dak taking a knee because you didn't, like, practice basic time management, to Zeke snapping the ball and getting just obliterated on, like, an empty formation, and then three, Jordan Love comes to Dallas and just blows you out as a wild card. You know, I think those linger more than anything for Jerry Jones. That's not unusual for NFL teams, but it's really heightened for the Cowboys. And so this is just a season where you know, it, like, I don't think it matters. He can run the table in the regular season. If he loses the first playoff game, I think Mike McCarthy might still get fired. That's just where Jerry Jones' head's at.
By the way, if you get pushback, point to your record from last year. You were 5-2 doing the same thing.
3-4 on the other side. I did say, and look, I mean, I did say the Panthers and the Falcons could make the playoffs, which that was not great. It's weird because the last 3 years, we've gotten 7 teams, and 6 teams. So since they expanded the playoffs to 14 teams, 7 new teams in, and then 6 new teams in. The Cowboys, Eagles, Bills, Chiefs, Niners, Buccaneers, and maybe I'm missing one, and Ravens are the 7 teams that have been in the playoffs all 3 years in the expanded playoffs. And so you got to kind of, it's tough, man. You look at those teams, it's like I'm really going to keep the Texans out of the playoffs. But yeah, I mean, I think the Commanders, I mean, yeah, talk about a good spot to be in. Yeah, nobody's talking about them. Yeah. And they're like unbelievably hyped for the season, I would think.
And Will, this list of yours, if it comes to fruition, it's good for the Commanders because they play Dallas twice, obviously. Tampa is on your list. That's who the Commanders open with. And they also have games against Pittsburgh and Cleveland. So if all those teams are down and possibly out of the playoff mix, that's nothing but good news for the Commanders, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, like, Washington's one of those teams I'm looking at for, I'm doing the counterpoint next week where I got to find 7 teams you put into the playoffs. And it's, you know, you think it'd be easier. It's, I mean, you know, you kind of got to line them up with the teams you pulled out. I think Washington is, because the Cowboys are just, you know, the Dak thing, the CeeDee Lamb thing, Mike McCarthy's contract, just beating the Cowboys, they're getting tons of hype. You know, the Eagles are being talked about because of all the changes that they had. And then the Giants are on, you know, the Bears on Hard Knocks with Caleb Williams. He's getting all the attention. So Jaden Daniels is like flying under the radar for a number 2 overall pick. And then you have the Giants who are on the offseason Hard Knocks. So, I mean, Washington's in a great spot. Yeah, I've always been a big fan of Dan Quinn. He's an underrated coach. You know, that, look, Super Bowl loss, 28-3, not great. But, I mean, he got him to a Super Bowl, right? I mean, the Falcons were on the cut. We should have won a Super Bowl under Dan Quinn. And, you know, he brought in a bunch of, like, sort of later-round pieces on the defense that ended up being really good. You know, he got a quarterback, a franchise quarterback. Cliff Kingsbury worries me a little bit, but there's enough pieces on there where I think this can be a frisky team. And if you just drafted number 2 overall – and pick the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, and you're flying under the radar heading into the preseason, I think that's a really good spot to be.
We're joined by Will Brinson, NFL columnist for CBS Sports. You know, we love that we're no longer saddled with the NFL's worst owner. That title now rests with David Tepper of your Carolina Panthers. I like the Dave Canales hire, but I think it's too early to expect a really big turnaround. I'm hearing a lot of buzz in the fantasy circles, by the way, about the Bryce Young to Deontay Johnson connection because Deontay Johnson comes over in a trade from the Steelers. What are the prospects for the Panthers, and has David Tepper done anything wacky in the last few weeks that we haven't heard about?
The operating theory, David Tepper's been kind of under the radar. He hadn't fired anybody in like 36 hours. That's a new personal record for him. I could absolutely be wrong here, and we'll see once we get closer to the season or in season. I think that David Tepper finally figured out the same thing, and it's about the same timeline, too, that Jimmy Haslam figured out in Cleveland. Remember, both guys came from the Steelers. They were former minority owners in Pittsburgh. Everyone's like, oh, this guy was part owner of the Steelers. He's going to know how to run a team. And they both of them did the complete opposite. They were so hands-on. You know, David Tepper's letting his, you know, like, if you believe the rumors, like, I mean, basically, like, letting his wife, who has no, you know, history, like, running a football team or picking prospects. And she's like, interviewing quarterbacks, and, you know, like, I like Bryson or CJ, if you hear what you believe. Jimmy Haslam's out there listening to homeless guys telling him to take Johnny Manziel. And so finally, Haslam figured it out. It's like, if you just, like, hire some people to do the work in the football, just take it hands back, you know, like, get your hands off the team, bro. You know, you're, like, it's great that you're good at business. You don't know what you're doing with football. And I think David Tepper has done that to a degree. Now, with Canales, it's tough to say because you have a guy who was in Seattle as the quarterback's coach, and Geno Smith did really good things, and he leaves and goes to Tampa, and Baker does good things, but he's only there as 1 year as the OC, and I just don't think, you know. Now, Dan Morgan, the GM, and Dave Canales were in Seattle together, which I think is a good thing. They know each other. So I like what they've got going on there, some synergy between the front office and the coaching staff. Last year, there was a bunch of infighting with the coaching staff. And on the Deontay Johnson thing, I think it was like Jacob Gibbs, who works for CBS, who tweeted this out. But he's like, I finally found it, a positive Bryce Young stat. Bryce Young had the seventh highest completion percentage when throwing to open receivers or something like that. So it's just when you say it out loud, it doesn't really like impress you that much. But Deontay Johnson, the number one receiver over the last like 3 to 5 years, or maybe even a little bit longer, in terms of open percentage. Like, that's the one thing about Deontay Johnson, is he gets open. He can get open against man coverage. He can get open in zone coverage. And, you know, the Panthers went out and signed Robert Hunt from the Dolphins. They've got this Canales offense that wants to be a run-first offense. You know, you saw how much they fed Rashad White last year. And if you take the tackles they've got and the offensive line they got, which was so bad last year, I think in a run-heavy approach, like Ike Ekwonu, the former NC State guy, is much better in the run game than the pass game. And so I think that there's a chance that this offense can creep up to mediocre levels. Panthers probably have a ceiling of 7-8 wins.
Ooh, that's a pretty high ceiling from last year.
My dad's a season ticket holder. He's like, hey, should I sell these? I was like, no, you won't get any money for them.
Try and
like the 3 wins.
All right, Will. Well, thanks as always for joining us, man. We appreciate it. Less beers this weekend and more race walking, more training, okay?
That's good. All right, see you guys.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. That's Will Brinson, NFL columnist for CBS Sports. He's always great with us, talking about the latest in the NFL. When we come back, we'll get into the entertainment page here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Before the show is over, we will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to HF Festival Saturday, September 21st at Nationals Park. So keep listening for your chance to score those tickets for free so you don't have to buy them, which is always better. It's always superior. All right, time now for the entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but EB's pal Mike Walker over at BMW of Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models, limited time only. More info at BMWofFairfax.com.
By the way, somebody tweeted us earlier that Jason Bishop... was stressing about his delay.
Yes. Oh, stressing about his trip.
Yeah, but he, sorry, I got ahead of myself that Jason Bishop has a delay.
Oh, no.
I don't know how this guy knows Jason's exact flight, but he tweeted us, LOL, Lurch angrily waited around National Airport during a 90-minute delay, only to miss the twice-a-week connection into Monterey.
Oh, so his delay here caused him to miss.
Right. Because he was. Hold on. Let's put the pieces together.
Yeah, let's do this.
So apparently there's a flight. Was he flying to Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay. So according to, I don't know how Caddy has Jason's flight information.
He's got his itinerary.
But I guess he figured it out. Caddy tweeted us that Jason had to wait 90 minutes for his flight.
Yeah.
Which was, it looked like it was scheduled to leave at 6:49 p.m. on Wednesday.
No, I think that's with the delay, because I remember him saying he was leaving at 5:30.
Yes.
Scheduled to leave at 5:30, oh, okay. So the 6:49 departure makes sense.
It does say here, here, you can interpret it. It says it was an hour and 19 minutes late.
Yes. And then
so then usually, usually your connector is within like 45 minutes. So I guess he missed his connection.
He said that he had a 1 hour, I guess, buffer period from when his flight landed in Phoenix to when the Phoenix one left for Monterey.
And that flight only goes off
twice. Sounds like twice a day.
Sounds like he's getting to Pebble Beach late.
Is there a
Phoenix to Monterey this morning?
I don't know. This guy claims
we have to look it up.
That. The 90-minute delay cost him, it says, to miss the twice-a-week connection
twice
into
a
Monterey.
Week. Not twice a day.
Yeah,
twice
but they'll just reroute him to another city. They'll fly him to Denver to Monterey. Or
I know, but the point is, that's not smooth sailing.
No, yeah.
Poor baby.
Yeah. They just have to adapt. Like, I'm guessing then, can't they just fly him, like, Phoenix to San Francisco? How far is San Francisco from Monterey? I don't know.
It's about a 2 hour drive.
Yeah, that's not great. You land and you got to drive 2 hours to your destination.
I mean, you're not going to see him for a month, but when he comes back, he's probably going to be fuming.
He's going to be the saltiest of the salt.
Everyone owes me $1 if he comes back on Monday and he goes, I'm never flying again.
Problem is, he's going to be off for next week.
Yeah, we know
he's in Napa.
Yeah, we know.
So I mean, it could
his setting.
It could be duller, 10 or 11 days from now, whenever he comes back.
No, but it'll always be reignited.
But we just
anytime
need to
he has future.
We
travel.
Need to remind ourselves when he comes back. Hey, how was that flight in first class?
Oh, he had to be so pissed when he found out he was not going to make the connector.
If he wasn't able to fly to Monterey and he has to get a rental car and drive, that's hilarious.
Can somebody text him? Can somebody reach out and text him and just have him check in with us and see what's doing. Where in the world is Jason Bishop?
But it's only 6:30 in the morning out there.
Who cares? He's up. He's old.
Our buddy Greg, Greg Height says that I don't think that's true. I talked to Jason at 5:15 last night, and he said he was in his seat on the plane.
Yeah, well, but maybe it was delayed.
I mean, just because you're in your seat. I mean, yeah.
You can be on the tarmac.
You can be on tarmac for 2 hours, or however long. All right, we'll try to get to the bottom.
I'll text him right now.
It's a 10-hour, 45-minute drive from Phoenix to Monterey.
He's definitely not doing that. I mean, there's no chance he's driving 10 hours from Phoenix to Northern California. That's just not happening. Oh, man.
Yeah, the drive from Monterey to San Francisco is 2 hours.
Okay.
I was going to say, when I went to Pebble, I flew into San Fran.
Okay.
That drive was hell.
It wasn't great.
No.
All right, play the EP music again, please, Valdez. I need to get in the mood. What a career glow up for Robert Downey Jr. Reports are, these are from Matt Baloney of Puck News.
He's Matt reporting, Baloney?
His name's Matt Baloney.
B-E-L-L-O-N-I.
Okay. Right. That sounds like how you'd pronounce it, right?
Sure.
Baloney. I like me some baloney. I know it's a trash lunch meat, but I like it on white bread with mustard. I'm a fan.
So mediocre.
He's reporting that Robert Downey Jr. is set to receive more than $100 million in salary and bonuses for playing Dr. Doom in Avengers Doomsday and Avengers Secret Wars. Additionally, Variety reports the actor's deal includes perks such as private jet travel, dedicated security, and a whole, quote, trailer encampment while he's on set filming the movies. That's in addition to the $500 to $600 million Downey has already earned from Marvel for playing Iron Man in the previous four Avengers movies, three Iron Man films, and cameos in the other MCU films.
This is the thing. Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
He could take a salary of $1 or take this. It's not going to affect his life at all.
It won't, but if you think about where his career was in the dumpster before he played Iron Man in 2008. Like, he couldn't even get hired by a lot of major studios because they were worried about his out-of-control drug problem. Like, they would have had to take out, like, huge insurance policies in case something were to happen to him while he's filming something for a studio. So, like, he couldn't even get gigs, like, high-paying gigs before Iron Man came along in 2008. And now he's profited something in the tune of, when it's all said and done, $600 or $700 million. Good for him. I'm guessing when he saw the numbers coming in for what he's going to get paid to do the Dr. Doom bit, they sounded a lot like the nerds who erupted, and we played this a few days ago, I think Valdez has it, when he was revealed as the Dr. Doom character at Comic-Con.
Yeah! Why does that make you laugh so much?
That makes me laugh. It's the nerd Super Bowl. They lost their minds when they saw Robert Downey flip his mask up and then he's playing the Dr. Doom character. I mean, $100 million, just I would guess it's going to be more than $100 million, probably $150 or $200 million. Good for him. I'm happy for him. He got his life turned around. He got clean and he's cashing in. So good for Robert Downey Jr. All right, I have the top five 2024 songs of the summer according to Rolling Stone. We'll go from five up to number one. Coming in at number five, this is Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen, "I Had Some Help." This is very catchy. I'm neither a big Post Malone or Morgan Wallen guy, but this song is catchy.
When I heard it, I thought fart sound effect.
Yeah.
And then the more times you hear it,
yeah,
it catches on more and more.
It just grows on.
Grows. It definitely grows. It's a lingering song.
Yeah, this is a grow on you tune. I mean, it's super auto-tuned, but it's good. Sorry, it's good, in my opinion. Even Drab, who hates music, is kind of nodding his head in agreement here.
Yeah, it grows on you.
So this is song number five of the summer. There's the hook. I'm not going to trample the hook. It's catchy. I could definitely listen to that about 100 times more this summer. Coming in at number four, Good Luck, Babe by Chapel Roan. I've heard of this person. Don't know much about her.
So hot right now.
I think my niece, who's 30, is big into Chapel Roan.
It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With her arms out like an angel through the caution road.
I don't want to come. I can't play the new poops, the poop sound effect with the updated Adobe software.
Oh, you can't? That's, no. That's why it's not playing right now.
I'd co-sign it if you did.
Actually, I think it's kind of a banger.
And sipping.
It's fine. If you told me it was Taylor Swift, I'd go, okay.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. It's not really my thing, but I don't hate right. it. I don't know if it's song of the summer category, like top five, but okay. I guess I could see it. Coming in at number three, I love the product. I don't know if I love the song so much. Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
It's the same type of song in my mind. I've heard this one. You definitely like the drink more.
I like the drink way more.
This is a great summer song.
I like the drink so much, I actually got an espresso machine for my house. Now, these, you should come over. I'll make you an espresso.
Nice.
We'll be this fancy. Is, a little.
What's the machine I gave to Valdez?
Oh, I have that. It's the Nespresso. Yeah. Those are silly. I have that.
You got one from our agent. Yeah. You bought a separate one?
Here's the problem. You got it from the agent.
After you bought the other one?
No, I didn't think I would use it, so I gave it to my son to give to his girlfriend.
Oh.
Because she wanted it. She kind of wanted it.
He gifted it.
She kind of saw it. It's like, kind of, you know, like.
He didn't wrap it, did he?
No, there were hints that she wanted it, so I just gave it to her.
This is a banger boat party song. Like, if you're going out on the boat with a bunch of people.
Okay.
This is a banger.
I'm not a big boater. I mean, I would like going out on somebody else's boat. I'm pretty sure I will never own a boat. Because I see how much time my neighbor Kevin spends dealing with his boat. And I say, well, I'm too lazy to do that. I can't have my own boat. Plus, huge expense.
Jason's talked about this for years at the Atlantis.
Yeah.
The marina. The boats.
Yes.
For yachts are insane.
Well, I'm sure they are.
I mean, they have to be worth. They're like Snyder level.
Right. Those are $100 million super yachts. Coming in at number two, Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar.
Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. That mug. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? You tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor.
Look at Case's face.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
I believe Steph Curry told LeBron, and I can't remember who else was with him. He's like, do they play any other songs?
So that is number two on the songs of the summer. Coming in at number one, according to Rolling Stone.
Can you give me a clue? Can I guess? Any clues? You don't know who it is?
Oh, I can give you. I've heard
the name. Is it impossible for me to nail it?
I've heard the name of the artist.
Right.
The name of the song is this was a really popular fad, like pop culture item about 20 years ago. Think like hats and t-shirts. Like they were wildly popular for like a 3 to 5 year stretch, like in the early 2000s.
EB got sliced for
it. Is that close?
Yeah.
I'm close with that, right?
Yeah.
Two words.
Von Dutch.
Von Dutch.
There's a song called Von Dutch.
Von Dutch by Charlie XCX.
There's no way this song should be the song of the summer. This is Rolling Stone trying to be Rolling Stone, where they have some nubs, number one.
Trying to be too hip.
Yes.
Too hip for the room. I think four of the five songs on that list stink.
Which is the one that you like?
I had some help by Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. That's the one that I would listen to more than I just listened to on the show. I'm sure I'm never going to listen to Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter ever again. It's just never going to happen. All right, those are your top five songs of the summer. Last and probably least, I'll try to sneak a few in here. Princess Leia's Return of the Jedi bikini sells at auction for how much money, JP?
Saw the story, but I've forgotten exactly. I want to say $175,000.
$175,000. It is the golden bikini costume she wore on the set of Return of the Jedi.
Is that when she's with Jabba the Hutt?
Yes. She's captured by Jabba the Hutt and forced into slavery. Mike Marr has no idea what we're talking about. The costume has become a cult favorite amongst Star Wars fans. So that went for $175,000. And we will throw in a last story. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez to file for divorce after months of marital issues. That's not surprising to anyone if you've been listening to EB's entertainment page over the last few months.
Believe he bought himself a $20 million bachelor pad.
Very nice.
Think about that.
You know, he's got the money for it. Dude, live your life. Have a good time. Enjoy
I like
it.
How that was a footnote at the end of your EP. And if it was Eric, it would have been the last 20 minutes.
Look, we knew that their marriage was on the rocks for a long time, and they're officially filing for divorce. No real surprise there. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to HF Festival at Nationals Park. So keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up next. I hear this song, and I feel like I'm getting ready to watch the Terps football team come out of the shell at Maryland Stadium, JP. We're not that far off. Like a month away from the kickoff of the college football season. It's basically here.
Was Valdez perturbed that my man crush was with the Terps yesterday?
Westmore.
Putting on a jersey. He's getting around.
Westmore.
He loves him some football.
He's a football slut.
He's a football guy. He loves
it. He's a football slut.
He pretty much is.
So was he with
Ravens, Commanders, Terps.
All in a week?
Probably all within 7 to 10 days of one another.
Yep, correct.
Is he going to be at Towson next? Johnny Unitas Stadium?
I don't know.
I know he was hyping up locks yesterday.
Do the Terps open with Towson, my beloved Towson Tigers? I'd have to look that up. I think they might. I think that might be their opener at Maryland Stadium. I'm going to tell you right now.
It's always good to start with the powder puff cakes.
You know what? Actually, I'm wrong. UConn. Speaking of cream puffs, welcome to College Park, UConn. Oh, can't wait to see the Terps give them the business.
Yeah, but it's real against Michigan State the following week.
That's coming up in 30 days, by the way, just in case you're wondering. 800-636.
They dodge Ohio State and Michigan this year, right?
Love that. That's fantastic. Southern Cal in town on October 19th, in case you're wondering. 800-636-1067. You can line up to play what is the better HF Festival tune. It's subjective. It's which song I think is better of bands that are playing at the upcoming HF Festival 2024 at Nationals Park. You get lined up. Well, I'll give you two songs to choose from. If you pick the better song, you will win a pair of tickets to go to HF Festival 2024, which is next month, because we're now in August. HF Festival in September. September 21 is the date, so put it on your calendars.
Started a reboot to my diet today.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Because the Ben and Jerry's every day at the Atlantis, it'll catch up to you.
Yeah.
And I can't run anymore. I guess I probably could, but I've been advised not to run.
Yeah.
So, August 1st, I was like, okay, August 1st, I'm going to tighten up. It sucks. So I went out with a bang last night. I went to get the soda and the fluff.
Yes.
At Harris Teeter, they sell these big chocolate chip cookies. Four of them for $5.99.
Yep.
I pummeled two of them. They're huge. They must have been probably 750 calories each.
Now, these would launch those right in the sun. Guy hates chocolate. I don't understand. Oh,
they were so good.
It's kind of weird.
The thing that sucks is I know that there are still two at the house, and I'm not going to eat them today.
Yeah.
I'm going to try not to eat them today.
I hope your wife's locked them in a pantry somewhere where you can't find them.
Hey, I want Valdez to put his money where his mouth is. He told Cakes this morning, like he just said, that he hates chocolate. I don't believe it at all.
Right.
You know how Cakes said he'd pay us all $1,000 if he ever bet on the Redskins to win a primetime game?
Yes.
Yeah, if Valdez ever eats chocolate in this studio in front of us,
okay,
he owes us $20 each.
Ooh, I like it.
Sure.
All right? Okay. For a free roll.
Yeah, sure.
Does that apply to us too?
Yeah, you guys too.
We each get 20 spots?
When's the last time you had a Snickers bar?
Years ago.
You never have a Snickers
probably
bar?
Never.
How about a Hershey bar?
Years ago.
Really? Hershey Kisses? Like on Christmas,
I would tell you, the last chocolate I've had is M&M's on Christmas, where you have like the green and red M&M's.
Sure. All right.
That was probably and that was just like two or three of them.
No, he says he doesn't eat chocolate cake.
I hate chocolate cake. I hate brownies. I hate s'mores. I
mean, eating brownies is weird.
You strike me as a guy though that eats protein bars. Aren't they all chocolate based?
No, peanut butter.
Yeah.
But I mentioned to the Cakes, like, I could eat a Reese's because the peanut butter is more overwhelming than the chocolate.
Okay.
I could eat a chocolate chip cookie because the chocolate chips are tiny.
He's got a lot of exceptions.
I know. nobody just eats a chocolate bar unless you're like a 60-year-old.
I mean,
woman.
How can you eat a Reese's peanut butter cup and go, I don't like chocolate?
Yeah.
I said I could eat one. I haven't had a Reese's bar or Reese's cup in years.
He likes telling people he doesn't like chocolate.
I don't like chocolate. I don't know what to tell you.
So people think that
I'm team cinnamon. I like pies.
Can you play Chocolate by the 1975? You like that. I can guarantee you like that song. It's a silly.
You know what? Pies. Pies are greater than any kind of chocolate cake.
Pies are delicious.
You could have vanilla frosting on a chocolate cake underneath. Won't eat it. Okay. I don't like Oreos.
Okay. That's fine. Just like I don't like cold cheese. Same sort of deal.
I know. Drab's always trying to do gotcha journalism.
No, it's just no one in the history of the world's ever said, I don't like chocolate.
I don't.
Crank this up, Valdez. Yeah.
My wife says the same thing. Oh, I don't like sweets. And then I catch her in the kitchen, in the pantry, pummeling food at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I didn't say I don't like sweets. Yeah. I like gummy bears. Right. I like Skittles.
Mm-hmm. I'll remember.
I like gummy bears.
I'll remember 3 years from now, you're stuffing your face with a brookie. I'll remember.
I can tell you, I love chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate's delicious. I know. All right, let's pull up our first caller, our first contestant. This is Matt in Springfield. What's up, Matt?
Good morning, Junks.
Matt, what is the better HF Festival tune? Is it Ziploc Bag by Lit, or is it Take a Picture by Filter? Which song is better?
Is this Cakes's?
Yeah, this
opinion?
Is my. Yes, correct.
Do you know the songs?
Yeah, of course. I'm going to say Lit.
He wins.
I love Cakes's
Ziploc
game.
Bag. Greater than sign, Take a Picture by Filter. You win, sir. You get two tickets to HF Festival Saturday, September 21st at Nats Park, featuring the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush, Garbage, Jimmy Eat World, many, many more, including Lit, who you're hearing right now. For tickets and more event info, you can go to thefandc.com/events. And I will guarantee.
You love nasally rockers.
I do. Lit will play this song at Nats Park. 1,000% chance. I would bet Drab's life on it. I'm that confident.
If you had to flip it and it's which one do I like better of those two?
You probably
I think
like,
I like the Filter song better.
You probably
better.
Like Take a Picture better, which is a good song.
I'd have to hear it first.
I like both songs. Both songs are very good. Both bands are very good. But if you force me to pick one or the other, I would pick Ziploc Bag by Lit. Take a Picture is very good. It's one of their signature tunes, Filters.
Yeah. Is this it right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. I like this one better.
It's a big lead up.
It's a good song.
Yeah. But I think once it gets going, it's better.
I know. We're going to run out of time.
It's all good.
It's okay.
My second option was Jimmy Eat World, The Middle, or Such Great Heights by the Postal Service.
You like Jimmy Eat World better.
I like Jimmy Eat World better, yes. Better song.
I'm trying to figure out, I kind of want to see Seinfeld's at Wolf Trap in a couple of weeks.
Yep, you should go.
His shows, though, are Monday night and Tuesday night.
That hurts a little bit, but the traffic coming back at night from Wolf Trap shouldn't be bad. You should be okay. I would go.
So you're saying go.
I'd say go. That's easy for me to tell you to go when I'm sitting at home going to bed, hopefully at 9 o'clock. All right, we got to get out of here. We will see you again tomorrow. Maybe we'll have an update on Jason's travel debacle out to California. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next right here on The Fan. I hear this song and I feel like I'm getting ready to watch the Terps football team come out of the shell at Maryland Stadium, JP. We're not that far off. Like a month away from the kickoff of the college football season. It's basically here.
Was Valdez perturbed that my man crush was with the Terps yesterday?
Westmore.
Putting on a jersey. He's getting around.
Westmore.
He loves him some football.
He's a football slut.
He's a football guy. He loves it.
He's a football slut.
He pretty much is.
So was he with
Ravens, Commanders, Terps.
All in a week?
Probably all within 7 to 10 days of one another.
Yep, correct.
Is he going to be at Towson next? Johnny Unitas Stadium?
I don't know.
I know he was hyping up locks yesterday.
Do the Terps open with Towson, my beloved Towson Tigers? I'd have to look that up. I think they might. I think that might be their opener at Maryland Stadium. I'm going to tell you right now.
It's always good to start with the powder puff cakes.
You know what? Actually, I'm wrong. UConn. Speaking of cream puffs, welcome to College Park, UConn. Oh, can't wait to see the Terps give them the business.
Yeah, but it's real against Michigan State the following
week. Coming up in 30 days, by the way, just in case you're wondering. 800-636.
They dodge Ohio State and Michigan this year, right?
Love that. That's fantastic. Southern Cal in town on October 19th, in case you're wondering. 800-636-1067. You can line up to play. What is the better HF Festival tune? It's subjective. It's which song I think is better of bands that are playing at the upcoming HF Festival 2024 at Nationals Park. You get lined up. Well, I'll give you two songs to choose from. If you pick the better song, you will win a pair of tickets to go to HF Festival 2024, which is next month. Because we're now in August, HF Festival in September. September 21 is the date, so put it on your calendars.
Started a reboot to my diet today.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Because the Ben and Jerry's every day at the Atlantis, it'll catch up to you.
Yeah.
And I can't run anymore. I guess I probably could, but I've been advised not to run.
Yeah.
So August 1st, I was like, okay, August 1st, I'm going to tighten up. It sucks. So I went out with a bang last night. I went to get the soda and the fluff.
Yes.
At Harris Teeter, they sell these big chocolate chip cookies. Four of them for $5.99.
Yep.
I pummeled two of them. They're huge. They must have been probably 750 calories each.
Valdez would launch those right in the sun. Guy hates chocolate. I don't understand.
They were so good.
It's kind of weird.
The thing that sucks is I know that there are still two at the house, and I'm not going to eat them today.
Yeah.
I'm going to try not to eat them today.
I hope your wife's locked them in a pantry somewhere where you can't find them.
Hey, I want Valdez to put his money where his mouth is. He told Cakes this morning, like he just said, that he hates chocolate. I don't believe it at all.
Right.
You know how Cakes said he'd pay us all $1,000 if he ever bet on the Redskins to win a primetime game?
Yes.
Yeah, if Valdez ever eats chocolate in this studio in front of us, he owes us $20 each.
Ooh, I like it.
Sure.
All right? Okay. For a free roll.
Yeah, sure.
Does that apply to us too?
Yeah, you guys too.
We each get 20 spots?
When's the last time you had a Snickers bar?
Years ago.
You never have a Snickers
probably
bar?
Never.
How about a Hershey bar?
Years ago.
Really? Hershey Kisses? Like on Christmas.
I would tell you the last chocolate I've had is M&M's on Christmas, where you have like the green and red M&M's.
Sure. All right.
That was probably and that was just like two or three of them.
No, he says he doesn't eat chocolate cake.
I hate chocolate cake. I hate brownies. I hate s'mores. I
mean, eating brownies is weird.
You strike me as a guy though that eats protein bars. Aren't they all chocolate based?
No, peanut butter.
Yeah,
but I mentioned to the Cakes, like, I could eat a Reese's because the peanut butter is more overwhelming than the chocolate.
Okay,
I could eat a chocolate chip cookie because the chocolate chips are tiny.
He's got a lot of exceptions.
I know. nobody just eats a chocolate bar unless you're like a 60-year-old.
I mean,
woman.
How can you eat a Reese's peanut butter cup and go, I don't like chocolate?
Yeah. He's a big pony.
I said I could eat one. I haven't had a Reese's bar or Reese's cup
in years. He likes telling people he doesn't like chocolate.
I don't like chocolate. I don't know what to tell you.
So people think he's undisciplined.
I'm team cinnamon. I like pies.
Can you play Chocolate by the 1975? You like that. I can guarantee you like that song. It's a silly.
You know what? Pies. Pies are greater than any kind of chocolate cake.
Pies are delicious.
You could have vanilla frosting on a chocolate cake underneath. Won't eat it. Okay. I don't like Oreos.
Okay. That's fine. Just like I don't like cold cheese. Same sort of deal.
I know. Drab's always trying to do gotcha journalism.
No, it's just no one in the history of the world's ever said, I don't like chocolate.
Crank this up, Valdez. Yeah.
My wife says the same thing. Oh, I don't like sweets. And then I catch her in the kitchen, in the pantry, pummeling food at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I didn't say I don't like sweets. I like gummy bears. Right. I like Skittles.
Mm-hmm. I'll remember.
I like gummy bears.
I'll remember 3 years from now. You're stuffing your face with a brookie. I'll remember.
I can tell you, I love chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate's delicious. I know. All right, let's pull up our first caller, our first contestant. This is Matt in Springfield. What's up, Matt?
Good morning, Junks.
Matt, what is the better HF Festival tune? Is it Ziploc Bag by Lit? Or is it Take a Picture by Filter? Which song is better?
Is this Cakes' opinion?
Yes, correct.
Do you know the songs?
Yeah, of course. I'm going to say Lit.
He wins.
I love Cakes' game.
Ziploc Bag, greater than sign, Take a Picture by Filter. You win, sir. You get two tickets to HF Festival Saturday, September 21st at Nats Park, featuring the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush, Garbage, Jimmy Eat World, many, many more, including Lit, who you're hearing right now. For tickets and more event info, you can go to thefandc.com/events. And I will guarantee.
You love nasally rockers.
I do. Lit will play this song at Nats Park. 1,000% chance. I would bet Drab's life on it. I'm that confident.
If you had to flip it and it's which one do I like better of those two?
I think I like
the Filter song better.
Take a picture better, which is a good song.
I have to hear it first.
I like both songs. Both songs are very good. Both bands are very good. But if you force me to pick one or the other, I would pick Ziploc Bag by Lit. Take a Picture is very good. It's one of their signature tunes, Filters.
Is this it right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. I like this one better.
It's a big lead up.
It's a good song.
Yeah. But I think once it gets going, it's better.
I know. We're going to run out of time.
It's all good.
It's okay.
My second option was Jimmy Eat World, The Middle, or Such Great Heights by the Postal Service.
You like Jimmy Eat World better.
I like Jimmy Eat World better, yes. Better song.
I'm trying to figure out, I kind of want to see Seinfeld's at Wolf Trap in a couple of weeks.
Yep, you should go.
His shows, though, are Monday night and Tuesday night.
That hurts a little bit, but the traffic coming back at night from Wolf Trap shouldn't be bad. You should be okay. I would go.
So you're saying go.
I'd say go. That's easy for me to tell you to go when I'm sitting at home going to bed, hopefully, at 9 o'clock. All right, we got to get out of here. We will see you again tomorrow. Maybe we'll have an update on Jason's travel debacle out to California. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.